Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I believe that Olivia Rufovich is back with us. He is an international, he's an IDF spokesperson. Olivia, good morning. Thank you for speaking to us again. Is everybody okay?
We have five light injured, right, in this light fire shelling from Iran. Mm-hmm. But basically
Okay, so that is really significant. Are we seeing a trend towards Iran not being able to fire the number of missiles that they were able to fire a few days ago?
We must be very cautious concerning the assessment about the possibility, the capabilities of the Iranian army or Iranian Revolutionary Guard to act against Israel, because as you know, Awad, they are always hiding the real capabilities. They are lying, saying that maybe they cannot do anymore, they cannot shoot anymore. So it could be perceived that they are at the end of their game. But we don't believe so. We are continuing to destroy and to annihilate their ballistic capabilities all around. As you know, we have a full aerial control of the Iranian skies, mostly in the west part on Tehran itself. And this control of the skies allows us to actually strike, but also we are also capable to collect new intelligence on the flying missions, and then we can also strike new targets when we see this new target. So it's a change in the control of the skies, but still Iran remains a very serious threat. And as you remember, the main goal of this operation, which is a preventive operation, is to destroy the nuclear capabilities of this rogue regime.
Is it possible to destroy the nuclear facilities purely with the military interventions?
You asked me if it's possible to do it only by military means?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Interesting. Does Israel have the capability on its own, or would it need assistance from the United States or the EU, etc.?
Let's say that for the moment, we have shown to the world and to the Iranian particularly that it was and it's still a blue-white operation. I mean, Kahol Lavan, full Israeli offensive operation, and we have all the capabilities to do so. So I would prefer not to enter into details concerning what capabilities or what no capabilities we have in order to achieve our goals.
Right. Right. Do you think the fact that the Iranian people are tremendously unhappy, dissatisfied with the regime, they've also been brutalized over the last number of decades, do you think that they have the capability and the confidence to rise up now against the government in Iran?
The secret that for almost six decades, this regime is a dictatorship, and the Iranian people is suffering from this dictatorship. But we cannot replace the people of Iran. We cannot be instead of them. So they will decide what they want to do for their own sake. From our side, we don't deal with Iranian political future. We deal with the Israeli future. And for us, the future depending on destruction of all nuclear military capabilities of this country, and we are doing so. The byproduct, the consequences of our operations are depending on what the people of Iran will do.
Right. Right. And the fact that, I mean, that this is continuing, is there any sense of how long this particular, this phase will go on for? You know, are we talking days? Are we talking weeks? Is there any idea of the length of time?
The only limit of time depends on the goal's achievement. When the goals are achieved, and we are sure that the goals are achieved, the operation is over.
Right. Right. So it's all about outcome. It is a difficult time, an important time, and we are witnessing the change of the whole picture in the Middle East. The Hezbollah effectively... Sorry.
I would also say two things. One, yes. In the last minutes, we have announced officially that the new chief of staff of the Iranian army has been eliminated by the Israeli army. It is the second one who has been eliminated in less than 4 days. And we continue the pinpoint operations. And we will not let anyone to remain alive trying to attack and to kill the Israelis. So it's a war not against the people of Iran. It's a war against the killers from the Revolutionary Guards and from the Iranian army. And as you know, we are very keen to implement our goals, and our goals are strictly concerning the existential threats against Israel, and we do so. The other thing that I would like to tell you, it's a bad news. It's about 1/3 who have been killed in the Gaza Strip, and 3 have been severely wounded by Hamas. And as you know, let's not forget that we are still in a war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. We have tens of thousands of soldiers fighting against Hamas, and Iran is right now the main issue worldwide. But we don't forget that Hamas has perpetrated the massacre on the 7th of October 2023, and because of that, we're in the Gaza Strip in order to eliminate this threat, like we will eliminate the nuclear threat from Iran. We are fighting now for our survival, for our existence, and for our future. And I would just want to tell you, and it's not only words, Israel will continue to fight and will win this war.
There is no doubt about that. Olivia Rafovich, thank you as always, International IDF spokesperson, talking about the latest on the Iranian-Israel war, the impact that this Israel's strikes have had on Iran, and the campaign to ensure that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Olivia, thank you as always. It is 8:38.